Michael Mapp, the director of bands here at New Mexico State, had just come in to help fundraise for an hour. Instead, we're going to talk about the upcoming band concerts. Welcome, Michael.
Well, thank you so much for having us on air.
Let's talk about, first of all, this is your second year as director of bands.
Absolutely.
And Michael Mapp, I know we've interviewed you before, but is also an Aggie.
I am. I graduated in 2005 from New Mexico State University and then moved away and lived in Kansas for 12 years.
So. And wonderful to have you here, and also your very talented, wonderful wife, who I heard perform her recital recently, and that was great. Hiram Mapp, a wonderful cellist. So tell us what's happening in the band world and New Mexico State.
So it's just been a fantastic 2 years being here, and we're going to end our season on April 25th with our final concert of the semester, and that concert's going to be very special because it's featuring all music written by Spanish-speaking composers.
Ooh, very nice.
And yes, and so that concert's going to be entitled Pasión con Fuego. And please excuse my Spanish, but and so I think it's going to have something for everyone, and we'll be featuring music by Revueltas, Rodrigo Ginastera, Lula Romero, and Carlos Cyrenaic, and I think it'll have something for everyone on the program.
I haven't heard the name Carlos Cyrenaic in a really long time. He actually wrote a violin concerto for my father.
Oh, really?
So that is so wonderful to hear that you're playing his music. I will be very interested to hear that. That's happening on April 25th, which is a Thursday night?
A Thursday night, yes.
And that's the Symphonic Winds?
It's the Wind Symphony, uh-huh.
The Wind Symphony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually the night before will be the concert featuring the Symphonic Band under the direction of Dr. Stephen Smith, our Associate Director of Bands.
Tell us the difference again between the two.
So the Wind Symphony is the premier wind group at New Mexico State University, and the instrumentation is a little bit different. We do follow the wind ensemble format. You mentioned Fred Fennell earlier, and he's the guy that kind of established the wind ensemble, which means that our instrumentation is more flexible. And so for the concert, if you come, and we hope everybody does, you'll actually see members leave the stage and come back on the stage, because each piece actually utilizes a different instrumentation, and we'll even have a piece that features all of the instruments being in the hall surrounding the audience.
So. Which isn't that unusual, but it's always wonderful when you have suddenly there's instruments sounding from behind you and the side. It's always great.
Yes, just a completely different listening experience for the audience.
Yeah, surround sound.
Right.
Surround sound by the bands. And I love that, actually, when you get to hear it all around you. So that's the that's the Wind Symphony.
Yes.
And then
mm-hmm.
the Symphonic Band.
And so the Symphonic Band generally has more traditional band instrumentation, although they can perform some flexible instrumentation as well. And that concert is also featuring some very unique music. I'll be conducting a piece with them that's a brand new piece by a composer from Iowa named Aaron Perrine. And Dr. Smith actually will be conducting on the Wind Symphony concert as well. So he and I are sharing some guest conducting appearances on these upcoming concerts.
Dr. Smith is the assistant?
He's our associate director.
Associate director of bands. Okay.
Yeah.
These students are on both bands. Are these mostly music majors, or is this like the Pride band that you sometimes have all sorts of majors? But
Sure. The Wind Symphony is made up of mostly all majors. There are a couple non-majors in the group, and the Symphonic Band definitely has a few more non-majors in them, because we want everyone on campus to be part of the bands at NMSU.
Yeah, and the band program is just thriving as always. It's such a great band school, and I hear people are just auditioning all the time.
We're so excited about next year. It looks like we have the opportunity of maybe leaving, even tripling our recruitment size from last year.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. It's a very exciting time.
That is indeed. And I know I know everybody in the music department has to go out and recruit. Is that happening all year long, that you're visiting high schools around the state?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Dr. Smith and I definitely get out to as many schools as we can. And it's kind of a it's not just to recruit. It's to advocate on behalf of music as well. And so when we go out, we're not just looking to get students. We're looking to help those local music educators build their music programs too. And so that's probably a deeper reason why we get out, but it's always nice to get those students coming to New Mexico State.
Yeah, well, it's always fun when you're young in high school or middle school even, and then somebody from the university comes and you feel special and you get to learn something new. And that's wonderful. And how many people play in each of these ensembles?
So the Wind Symphony normally does have a limited number, and we have about 40 winds in the group and 7 percussion. We also have a piano player and a string bass player in the Wind Symphony. The symphonic band can range anywhere from 50 to 70 to 100 players in that group.
Mm, yeah. That's a lot of people on a stage.
Yes.
So one of the pieces you mentioned, one of the composers you mentioned was Revueltas, wonderful Mexican composer, and you're going to be playing Sensimayo, which is a very famous piece of his. It's not very long, 7 or 8 minutes, mm-hmm. as I recall.
Yes.
And Dr. Mapp described it in exactly the way I would describe it. It's sort of like the Rite of Spring. It has that quality, early 20th century rhythmic, Stravinsky-like rhythms. Very powerful piece, not written for band originally, written for orchestra, I think.
Well,
or was it written for band?
It was written originally for a smaller ensemble that included a few strings and winds and piano. And then he did later orchestrate it for a larger orchestra. And then the version we're playing has been arranged for winds.
So of all these pieces that you mentioned for the Pasión con Fuego concert, which is the most challenging? I would think that one would be a little bit challenging. Revueltas is not easy music.
Absolutely. Sensimaya, it's based off a poem that was written by a Cuban poet, Nicolas Batista, and there's words in the poem, and Revueltas took the meter of that poem and actually literally created the music from it, and that's just a very unique way of thinking about the compositional style. And so there are a lot of metric challenges in the piece. However, the group has done really great preparing it, and that's one of my favorite pieces, especially this arrangement for winds. And that's how we're actually choosing to open our concert. We'll actually have a recitation of the poem in Spanish, followed by the performance. And I think listeners will be able to hear. I'll do my best, but the words that begin that poem are "Mayombe Bomba Mayombe," and that kind of sets up a 7-syllable meter that works through that piece.
Oh, you hear it immediately.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And would you say that's maybe the most challenging piece, or are they all difficult?
Well, I think they're all challenging. Definitely Sensimaya has some technical qualities that are challenging to it, but this concert, the whole purpose of this themed concert is to really take the audience on a ride through passions that we generally always associate with music that's been influenced from Spain and the Spanish speaking world, and so it's just a roller coaster of a concert. The contemporary piece is entitled Octubre, and it's by a living composer named Lulu Romero, who is from Spain but actually was educated in Holland and works in Germany. And this piece is a study in space and texture. And it'll be unlike anything else on the program. It's not tonal, and it's got at the end of it, there are 4 groups and they're all playing at different tempos, but hopefully by the end of it, we come back together.
One hopes,
right.
One can only hope. Fantastic. And you also mentioned Gina Stera and this Carlos Surinac and Joaquin Rodrigo. You're including Spanish speaking composers, so some from Spain, and we've got Mexico, you've got Argentina there. Nice mixture.
Absolutely. We're very excited. As I mentioned, Dr. Stephen Smith is guest conducting, and he's conducting the ballet suite Estancia by Gina Stera.
Yeah.
And one of our grad students is also guest conducting the Rodrigo Adagio for Winds, which was his first piece that he actually wrote for orchestral winds.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And Joaquin Rodrigo is almost always just beautiful music.
Absolutely.
Such a wonderful composer, interesting composer, and blind. Many people don't realize that he was blind from his childhood. And anyway, he somehow manages to paint beautiful pictures with his music through that inner vision that he had.
Absolutely, yeah. Just and wonderful colors in that piece. Mm-hmm. A lot of woodwind, beautiful woodwind playing scored in that piece.
Huh. I forget, what is your instrument?
I'm actually a saxophonist.
And do you still play?
A little bit. I find it harder and harder to play, but I love finding opportunities to do that.
Yeah, I would think so. But that's what happens when you take up the conductor's baton and administration
right, and,
of a whole program.
And teaching and all of that,
yeah, that's a lot. My guest has been and is Dr. Michael Mapp. He's the director of bands here at New Mexico State University. We ended up having a nice little interview instead of having to fundraise, and we will keep announcing these concerts as we get closer. What I'm going to do, Michael, is right after the news, I'm going to play something from the CD Centrifuge that came out, gosh, it's many years already, but about 10 years.
Yeah.
Centrifuge came out. It was featuring the NMSU Symphonic Winds with Ken Van Winkle as the conductor. So we'll showcase the band, even though it's all new players by now, 10 years later.
But we'd love everyone to join us for the concert. It's going to be a fantastic evening of music.
Yeah, April 25th at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. And then before that, the day before, the Symphonic Band. Thank you so much for joining us today.